Hi everyone, SaneMane here. This video was brought to you by a donation from Mark. He told me to make a video of my choosing, so I thought I'd take this opportunity to share yet another short 2 to 3 page section of my book that I'm working on. I'm going through my channel all the way from the beginning and picking out key concepts that men need to learn about with regards to female nature, that'll basically red pill them. If you do shots at the bar, you get a highly concentrated amount of alcohol in a small amount of liquid. The same with espresso with regards to caffeine, if you're a coffee lover. That's what I want my book to do. I also can't believe I didn't actually make a video dedicated to this topic before. Going forward, I'm going to use my channel as a testbed for each part, over the next few months. I'm not sure when the book will be done and won't release anything until I'm happy with every single word. I've spoken about it for a couple years now, and this is the only way that I'll get it done. So here's one short, somewhat polished paragraph from the female chameleon section, and I quote, "The female chameleon copies your style, speech, interests, and hobbies, but her interest in those things is not genuine. She holds up a metaphorical mirror to your face so that you fall in love with the female version of yourself. Your whole life you've been waiting for the perfect woman to come along, that rare unicorn, but what you've really been waiting for is yourself to show up and sweep you off your feet. Beware of the woman that asks a lot of questions about your life without sharing much information about hers on a first date. Next time you see her, she might be wearing your favorite sports team's jersey. You'll say, 'I didn't know you liked the Saratoga Simp soccer team,' and she'll say, 'You never asked me.' Meanwhile, she either heard you say it on the first encounter in passing, or she scoured your social media profile and saw what your interests are. The relationship then heats up and you get engaged and married. Gradually over time, she does a slow motion rug pull and drops the chameleon routine. A few years later, she's selling your simp shirt as well as hers at a yard sale for $6. She needs to make room in the basement for her $5,000 exercise machine that she'll never use, unless it's to hang up the laundry that she never does. You no longer recognize the woman you're with, not because she became a waddling plumposaurus, but because you no longer have anything in common with her. But the thing is, you never had anything in common with her to begin with. She was just copying you to capture you like a Venus flytrap with a vagina. She was tapping into and exploiting your healthy narcissism and self-esteem. It's the ultimate form of female validation. She's complimenting your life choices by telling you that they're the correct ones, because she supposedly made the same ones. She'll say it must be destiny that we met each other and are soulmates, twin flames, or some other nonsense. We've all heard the cliched line before. Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. Or is it? The female chameleon imitates you to lower your guard and then exploit you. How is that sincere? Maybe this is why many women are weary of men with no social media profiles, because you're not giving the female chameleon very much material to work with, so she simply moves on to an easier target. I'll discuss more in just a moment, but let me first tell everyone about today's sponsor, Chris Whalen. He's a U.S. business tax expert serving clients in North America and abroad. The first consultation is always free, just like men going their own way. He's also a fellow MGTOW and will keep your pills red, but brings your books back to black. Reach out to Chris Whalen, CPA, today for all your personal and business accounting needs, before taking care of your sexual needs. Sponsor link is down below. Anyways, now back to women that mimic your manly interests to trap you in a loveless marriage where you're her manservant clown world show. The rest of my ideas for this video that I'm writing are not polished as what I read earlier, but hopefully there's still some great material I can add to with regards to what I wrote earlier. I also think I know why my channel blew up in the beginning, because I took my time to write thoughtful content that I went back through multiple times and edited over and over again. Anywho, I first noticed female chameleons in the mid-2000s that were into gaming the way some of my male friends were. Those men fell for them and they're all married to them now. They fell for the first woman that came along and validated their nerdy gamer lifestyle. So why does a woman sell out her own value system and hobbies to hop into bed with a man? Men mistakenly believe that most women have hobbies and interests to begin with the way that we do. But that's not necessarily the case. She has no loyalty to her tribe either. Her value system adapts along with her appearance to get a high-value male. Think of life as a live-action version of the film Predator, where women are trying to blend into the background so you don't see the hideous beast behind the attractive breasts. You are the prey she hunts for trophy in sports. Women compete with one another for the best men, and the chameleons have an advantage, because she's mirroring your behavior to make you believe that you actually have a love connection. In the early 1990s, I was into Star Trek and Star Wars during the darkest of times. Fans were often mocked and ridiculed back then, but 10 to 15 years later, hot cosplay girls showed up because they realized that they were attractive nerds with tons of disposable cash spending tens of thousands of dollars on Princess Leia dolls and bikinis. So today, when you go to a convention, there are half a dozen girls in Leia bikinis looking for attention and your pension. I doubt that there's even one or two that are genuinely interested. I remember back in 1991, women showing up at a Star Trek convention dressed as hideous Klingon women. I've never seen that before. Those were the true fangirls that made themselves look less attractive than they were when in costume. Then again, I can only assume that because I didn't see what they actually looked like under all that makeup. But the question we need to ask is, how do you spot a female chameleon versus a woman that has a genuine interest in the things that you do? How long she's had that interest, and does her hobby interfere with forming relationships? The women that prefer to stay single and pursue their passions are the ones you can be sure of. But she'll probably neglect you if you ever get together with her in a relationship because she's just too damn busy expressing herself. She's high in trait openness, maybe a little bit autistic and introverted. She's the Sigma female. She attracts men, but she can never have a genuine connection with any of them because she has a deeper connection with her creative self. Many of the other women see men attracted to this rare bird, this Sigma female, so they copy her appearance and behavior to attract men. But all they're doing is playing a game of bait and switch with their snatch. By the time a man realizes it's a trap, it's too late. His life has been ruined. What are some ways to test the female chameleon and embarrass her as a poser? You can always ask her to name her favorite 5 to 10 players from your team, but she's probably going to memorize and repeat back all the most attractive players first. So then ask her specifics about the way they play, things that only a true fan would know. She'll probably start getting annoyed if you start testing her because she might think you're onto her game. She could basically study everything from this year. I would figure out how long she's been a fan and then ask her things from the first few years. If you catch a chameleon in the act, she'll probably giggle and laugh like a little girl, as if you caught a kid trying to steal from a cookie jar. Also remember that some female chameleons can keep the act going for years or even decades, especially if you're in a long-term relationship and won't be getting married to her, and basically you can leave at any time. Then she'll have to stay on her best behavior. Back in the days when I used to go on Tinder, I would see so many female chameleons in Toronto Blue Jays and Maple Leaf jerseys. Why was that? Women understand that to go to expensive sports games costs hundreds if not thousands of dollars for tickets, and they instantly filter out the poor and cheap men that can't afford that. This instantly shows them you have disposable income and financial status. Nature is also playing a cruel joke on men. Women change temporarily so they can find a man to marry, and those same men go into that marriage hoping she won't change. She will and enters a so-called honest relationship in a dishonest way. The Sigma females I mentioned earlier are the women that won't change, and because of that, they rarely get married. So the women that men actually want don't want them or anyone and are busy doing their own thing, while the women men don't actually want are pretending to be the women that they want, but will change back into the women they don't want a few years after getting married. It's a catch-22 no-win scenario. The women you should want should be too busy to have a relationship. She's a cockatoo that flies free. Meanwhile, the chameleons put on cockatoo feathers and try and cage you. Another reason women play the part of the chameleon is so you'll overlook her flaws and instead concentrate on the positives and overlook the negatives and focus on what you have in common. Relationships are all about compromise, but if you share the same interests as her, then you don't actually have to change. So it's really appealing. Or so you think until she forces you to sell the muscle car that once gave her tingles. I would also argue that women are more like zebras instead of chameleons. A zebra doesn't camouflage themselves against the surroundings of the desert. Instead, they blend into the stripes of the herd. After all, if you like a certain sports team, you probably hang around with other fans too. So she's just blending in, and if she doesn't like you, she might just find someone else in your circle of sports fan even more appealing. Once she meets one man, that means she meets his friends, and suddenly her options open up. So even if things didn't work out with you, they might actually work out with one of your friends or contacts. A female chameleon is a woman that gets a blue budgie and puts a mirror in its cage to watch that bird sing to its own mirror. For her, it's just cooch camouflage to get easier access to your cock. As for my book, as you can see, it's going to be a guide for female nature. So far, I have sections like monkey branching, nagging is abuse, shit tests, the sexual marketplace, the friend zone, women destroying male spaces, the wall, the female collective, her own group preference, the son husband emotional tampons, quiet women, women cutting you off from your male friends, dangers of single mothers, and so much more. The goal would be to highlight 50 to 70 short topics in a 200-page book. I'd appreciate if you guys could share what you believe to be the most important parts of female nature down below that you've discovered through my channel and the rest of the manosphere in the comments. The idea is to have someone that's never heard of MGTOW or the manosphere to pick up the book and laugh his way into realizing that marriage just isn't worth it. Not simply because of the potential for divorce rape, but because of all the mind games that women play. Once you identify them, you become allergic to them. You want to run in the opposite direction, away from the opposite sex. And it leaves women bewildered as to why you're running away from the amusement park on their chest and between their legs. What do you think of my writing style and pacing before the ad sponsor break? Does it work for you? I'd say that so far I have about 20 solid topics and another 5 or so that are so-so. I'm not asking for financial donations, just an intellectual one down below to get my creative juices flowing. Something that woke you up and gave you the red pill rage. I'd love to use the red pill rage in the book, but can't, because that would give it away as a MGTOW book, and I don't want to put that target on the book's back. Anyways, that's it for today. Thanks again to Mark for the donation, and I hope you enjoyed this topic. Don't forget to smash the like button the way that women play the part of the female chameleon so they attract someone like Patrick Bateman. But he's more interested in staring at the mirror instead of smashing them. Bang the bell and check out the mystery link. Follow me on BitChute, Twitter, and Facebook to get tomorrow's video today. Subscribe to me on Minds, Odyssey, and MGTOW.TV to get the video for the day after tomorrow. This channel's been demonetized, and if you want to help me keep making content, then please support me through Subscribestar. There's a link to it in the description. Or you can do an hour-long coaching chat with the Sandman for $45, and I won't rush you out the door like a cheap whore. Thanks for taking your daily dose of red pills, and remember, a red pill a day keeps the women that only pretend to care about the same things that you do until you marry them, and then they change and you're trapped away. So enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.